Now, a second trial that was presented, which was important, was a study from the Italian myeloma group. I think one of the really great things at ASH was that, first of all, there was an entire session devoted to phase three upfront trials with myeloma, which was the first time that I ever recall that happening. And the international flavor was very large. There were studies from the French, from the Italians, from a Nordic study group. So a lot of people all over the world are really actively involved in studying this disease.
Yeah, you know, it was really kind of interesting. It almost reminded me a little bit of the 2005 ASCO meeting when all the adjuvant trastuzumab trials came together at the same time. It's kind of weird that this happened with first-line therapy of myeloma.
I think you're right. So what the Italians did is they did a randomized study where patients got either thalidomide and dexamethasone, which currently is an approved induction regimen in the United States and one of the most popular combinations. And the other arm, which was randomized, got bortezomib with thalidomide and dexamethasone. A couple of interesting points here. This study was designed to give only 3 cycles of induction therapy, each of 3 weeks, before patients went on to stem cell transplant. And so really we're looking at decreasing the amount of therapy that patients get before they go to transplant, always a positive involvement as far as I'm concerned. What they were able to show is that the patients that got bortezomib, thalidomide, and dexamethasone again had a higher overall response rate and a better response quality, with more patients having a very good PR or better than those patients who got thalidomide and dexamethasone. One of the other important aspects about the study is that they had a fairly high proportion of patients with deletion of chromosome 13 or translocations between 4 and 14. These are groups of patients that are felt to be at high risk with their disease. And interestingly enough, in those patients, the bortezomib, thalidomide, and dexamethasone actually had a better complete and overall response rate than in groups of patients that did not have those high-risk features. And anytime we can do better with those high-risk folks, those are important developments.
What about the side effects when you combine the two agents?
Well, again, with the combination of bortezomib, thalidomide, and dex, there was a roughly comparable overall toxicity profile compared with thalidomide and dexamethasone. As you would expect, there was a little bit more neuropathy when you combine bortezomib with thalidomide, but there were fewer thromboembolic complications compared with thalidomide and dex. And in general, the finding has been that if you incorporate bortezomib into a regimen, you tend to see less thromboembolic complication than compared with non-bortezomib-containing regimens that are similar.
Any speculations about why?
Well, I don't think we really know the answer as to why bortezomib does not seem to be causing thromboembolic complications yet. We don't really know the full mechanism behind which thalidomide and dexamethasone or lenalidomide and dexamethasone increase the risk, but it's certainly a welcome development.
Now, is this just that bortezomib doesn't increase the risk, or was the dose of lenalidomide lower in the combined arm?
Well, actually, in this particular study, the doses of thalidomide and dexamethasone were the same on the two arms. So it isn't that there was less dex or less thalidomide. It does seem to be some kind of direct effect. In the laboratory, it may help folks decide what the mechanism is if you can compare the two sets of conditions.